The cantata is on the back of your bulletin, and it lists the order of the pieces. It's comfort and joy is the main thing. Those are the words that come from the very familiar tune, God Rest You Merry Gentlemen, when you get to the chorus, Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. You'll hear that music theme throughout this cantata at the very beginning, and later on, the choir will sing along to it. It starts with an overture. The overture is a big, long counsel. And then the second piece is about the coming of the Messiah, and the choir will sing. It's about the prophecy, right? When we get to the third one, My Soul Rejoices, this is all about Mary, the mother of Jesus. The fourth one is Joseph's Song, the father of Jesus. And fifth song, Hear the Angels Singing. This is all about the angels singing and proclaiming the coming of the Messiah. The next one, How Great Our Joy, is where the shepherds hear the angels and they get all excited and go off to Bethlehem in search of the Messiah. The seventh one is about the wise men saw the light and also went to seek the Messiah. And then the eighth one is Tidings of Comfort and Joy. And again, this is a reflection on the tune of God Rest You Merry Gentlemen. And then we get right into the final Joy to the World. And after that, there is no further narration. That is the end of the cantata. And so at this point, I would like to thank all the people that joined the choir. You'll notice there's more people than normal. And I would like to thank all the extra people and the regular people for making this a beautiful cantata of the choir. I would like to thank the narrators, Brian Kitchen and Wendy Kitchen. And I would like to thank our soloists during the cantata. Elaine Saney is Mary, and Hank Mourlay is Joseph. And I think we're ready to begin, so I will invite the narrators up.
Thank you. bring you tidings of great joy. 2,000 years ago, a suffering world received these words. The Israelites asked, "Where is God? Why has he abandoned us when we need him?" The psalmist questioned, "Why, O Lord, do you stand far off? Why do you hide yourself in times of trouble?" Even our Lord implored from the cross, "My God, why have you forsaken me?" These same questions are asked by the hurting world today. People who feel alone and isolated in their pain.
But God is not removed from our suffering. We are not alone. The promise of his people is our promise today. Although I live in a high and holy place, I am always with those who suffer to revive their hearts. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. In that day, I will give sight to the blind, ear to the deaf, and voice to the mute. They will burst into songs of joy, for I will bring comfort, and sorrow will flee. Spirit, and that she would bear the promised one. Pure, humble, and faithful, she accepted the news with an obedient heart. Filled with joy, she brought a song of thanks to God.
When Joseph awoke,
He must have felt profound relief. He also understood Mary's joy, for he now knew that he shared a role in bringing God's promises to pass. He found great comfort that he would not be alone in this task. God himself would be with him each step of the way.
From borrowed stable to borrowed tomb, the Son of God would have no place to call his own. Turned away by innkeepers, in his final days he would be rejected by his own people. This child would become a man of sorrow, familiar with grief. He would know firsthand the pain of isolation, loneliness, and suffering. From a wooden manger to a wooden cross, an infant's cry of birth would become a man's cry of death. Yet out of this suffering comes joyful news for us, for we have a companion in our own suffering. Who can better understand our pain? What better comforter can there be for our sorrow? It is indeed joyful news. The Comforter has come.
Thank you.
wise men who studied the stars at night. While those around them slept, the vigilant watch of these men allowed them to recognize God's sign when it appeared in the heavens. A luminous star, brighter than the rest, seemed to lead in a westward direction. Leaving their country, they followed the star over many miles for many weeks. Despite the long and difficult journey, they continued to follow until it brought them to Christ. It was surely no coincidence that these men, Gentiles, were led to a Messiah whose broad salvation would embrace all people, not only the chosen Jewish race. And with great joy, these visitors, who some say were kings themselves, worshipped at the feet of the King of Kings.
Instead of sorrow, praise instead of despair. Everlasting joy shall be theirs.
These are tidings of comfort and joy for all the world. Share the news with everyone, the news of Christ's love. He has come to comfort
joyfulness, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we had gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Let all who mourn be comforted, and let the blind now see. Let every broken heart be healed, and every captive free. For Christ has come to bring us life. Thank you.
God to all of us. And she gives those gifts in abundance and asks us to be vehicles of sharing those with others. So I pray that your Christmas season will be filled with comfort and joy, and that you'll be empowered by our Creator, who is Mother and Father and just so much more, that you'll be empowered by God's Spirit to be vehicles and signs of comfort and joy to a world that needs it badly. So bless your hearts. Thank you to the musicians. Thank you for being here. And go in joy and without fear, because God has promised to be with us always.